nice different themes of yesterday and today, because yesterday I saw people just when they finished, but now today I've sort of somehow seen people just as they arrive before they play, which is quite nice. Yeah, how's your weekend been so far? You just sort of arrived here and you're getting ready to play. I'm talking to Tom Grennan, who's about to play here at the Stand and Calling Festival.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I had a festival yesterday, which was really...
Which one?
Why Not Festival.
Okay.
And it was really, really wet. And today it looks like it's all cool. Like, you can walk around in shoes, not wellies, you know what I mean?
It makes a difference, doesn't it? Because it's nice and adds to the fun a little bit, but then you have that kind of in the face of adversity, having to kind of put up with quite a lot.
Yeah.
But you've been enjoying playing festivals.
Mate, festivals is where it's at. Everyone's on a different level, do you know what I mean? Everyone's just on a vibe, so...
Yeah,
it's like a hot... It's like a... When I enter a festival, even like as a fan, do you know what I mean? It's... There's always a bubble. Festivals are bubbles, and I love the bubble that you enter.
Yeah.
And it's cool. And everyone's on the same, in the same bubble.
Yes.
It's cool.
And so it's like, a complete shared experience, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, there's no, like, I've never seen, like, any aggro at festivals. Everyone's just high on life, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah. And so you've noticed a difference throughout your sort of music career, all the places you've played, and, you know, when you started out. Was there, have you noticed a difference in the kind of the contrast of playing inside?
I didn't hear any of that.
Trying to talk about the difference between like playing at a festival and also how you started and playing at the maybe smaller places.
Oh, okay.
How was the journey from when you started?
Yeah, this journey's been wicked. It's like growing really, really fast, so it's crazy. But yeah, like festivals are always like, because they're outside. It's different. But when you're in a tent at a festival, it feels like an indoor gig as well. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm enjoying everything, really.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. So you're like grateful and seeing how it's unfolding. So what was the point when you really wanted to? Because I guess you've always liked music, as we all do, but what was the point when you knew that you could pursue it as something that you could...
I think like maybe like two years ago, where I was like, okay, I can kind of like, I'm quite good at this, at what I do. Do you know what I mean? So like, and I knew that there was like, people like reacting to me doing and talking and singing what I was singing about, so I was cool. But yeah, I'm kind of just going with I'm just doing what I'm doing, and I'm just letting it evolve naturally. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know.
I guess one of the areas I wanted to get onto with your songwriting, because you find that people engage with it, because if you're singing about your own experiences as well, like often shared experiences, and people know what you're talking about and able to connect with it. And do you find that it's a nice process when you write about things like that?
Yeah, man. Like, I write songs to release what I'm feeling, do you know what I mean? And like, when people are relating to what I'm saying and but putting it into their own story for them, mate, it's wicked, do you know what I mean?
It's a really good way for the audience to connect with you as well.
Of course, yeah.
And after you write about it and you perform it after a period of time, do you feel like you've let it go a little bit, you've processed it?
Yeah, definitely. Like, when I've written a song and I've played it however many times, and it's still like, it means something to me, but like, to have it means something to so many people, it's kind of my gift to them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then their gift to me is their energy and their like, their vibe and their like, appreciation and their like a round of applause and everything. It's like giving. It's like Christmas. You know what I mean?
And like a cycle of energy, and that's why playing live is so important.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Do you find a contrast? I mean, not obviously it's a contrast, but when you record music as well, like that process, and do you find it? There's a lot of creation there as well. Do you find it easy to you write beforehand or during it?
Musically, I'm not very like talented, do you know what I mean? Like, so if you're saying like creative wise and like, can I play guitars, pianos, drums, and do I have like an input on that? I do have an input on that, but like, I've got a good team around me that that also help me out on that. But like the writing side of it, that's where I'm most creative. And
yeah, exactly. So you find that, is there particular moments, or is it in the studio, or is it just when you're on your own and things come to you?
I think it's worked more when I'm on my own. And then when I get in the studio, I've got this like backbone of a song, and that's where like I kind of like the gift of 2-3 brains, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when like people then put their ideas in and help me out in that sense.
Yeah, it could be a spark, couldn't it? Like there's a melody or something, there's a foundation, then you can think, okay, that you know, I can go with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Excellent. Have you got something coming up? What's
Yeah, I'm releasing an EP in like next week.
Okay, what's it called?
It's just called Found What I'm Looking For. It's kind of like the single that I just released. It's got that on it. It's got an acoustic version of that. It's got a cover on it, and it's just got a little demo. It's kind of like I'm just giving it out like before the album really. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, looking forward to getting that out. Will you be continue playing live on the back of that?
Yeah, man. I've got a tour in September, October.
Yeah.
Which is like, loads of it's selling out, so it's cool, man. And then going to Germany, going to Europe. So yeah, it's going to be good.
Wow, there's going to be some nice highlights there, because I was going to ask you in sort of the recent times, have there been any good moments that you've really enjoyed that stood out for you?
Yeah, man, like... at the moment, it's all just standing out for me, man. This is like a privilege to do. Do you know what I mean? So like, I'm taking every moment as like a memory and a moment. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not coming to like a festival or coming to a gig or going to the studio like, oh, I can't bother today. Do you know what I mean? I'm coming in like, this is a moment. Like,
exactly.
I'm remembering this and I'm logging it in here. Do you know what I mean? So
that's a wonderful perspective to have. That's one of the things that, you know, people through like meditation and all sorts of things, there's so many people that put a lot of effort into learning to be present in the moment and not having to worry about, oh, I wish I did this, wish I did that, or oh no, I hope this is going to turn out well. You're literally being.
Yeah, you got to be.
Yeah.
You just got to, the moment's the moment, innit? And just roll with that.
Exactly. Then you're able to come from a much more authentic perspective, and all your actions are much more balanced, and you're able to step forward in what you're doing as well. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then that is reflected in your live performances, because you're completely clear. Then, you know, there's no thinking involved. You just literally go and be, and then, as you say, connect with the audience and that.
Definitely. And I when I'm on stage, I'm a different man. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of have like an out of body experience when I'm on stage. You know what I mean?
And is that like something you do consciously, or just literally you go up and let go?
I just let go, man. I just become go mad.
And then your music, your words, and everything just comes out.
Yeah, man.
So enjoying it.
Yeah.
Well, pleasure to meet you, man. Really nice. Pleasure.
Thank you.
Enjoy it.
Cool. Nice one, man.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Cool.